On February 25th at 7:28 p.m., there wasn't much going on here. However, at Mizzou Arena in Columbia, Aiden Hernandez's left arm was raised, announcing he is a state wrestling champion at 165 pounds to the cheering crowd in front of him. Hernandez's season culminated in a first-place finish after beginning his senior season with a hand injury from football. Knowing this would be a setback, he kept a positive mindset to find success. Once I was back, I knew it would be fun because I've worked hard, and then I mean accomplishments speak for themselves because I've put the work in and got first place, Hernandez said. Similarly, senior Peyton Shepard kept a confident outlook to advance past his semifinal match after being down 4-1 to start out. After coming back to win 10-6, Shepard went on to become a state champion as well at 126 pounds. It was a good feeling for Aiden and I to win a state championship in the same year because I've been wrestling with him all my life, and it was Coach Cross's last year as a head coach, so I'm happy that we got to go out on a good year taking second as a team, Shepard said. To contribute to their second-place finish at state, freshman Chase Gray took home fifth place at 106 pounds. Although it wasn't the turnout he was hoping for, Gray persevered and won against two opponents he was apprehensive to face. I think one of the big challenges I had is there was this kid that I used to wrestle for a really long time. He used to beat the crap out of me, and I beat him five times this year. He didn't come close to beating me once, Gray said. I think another big win I had was my first one at state. I was really intimidated by the kid I had to wrestle, but I went out there and I ended up beating him too. In all, the boys' wrestling team had 9 qualifiers and 5 medalists, including Thomas Stillman taking home 4th place at 157 pounds, and Noah Keane with a 5th place finish at 132 pounds. The boys' wrestling team tied their best ever finish, coming away with the state runner-up for Class 4. In a likewise fashion, the girls' wrestling team had its best ever finish, coming in at 11th in Class 2. Their ranking materialized from the help of 10 state qualifiers, the most for any team in Missouri, and 2 medalists. Sophomore Kaylee Benson became the first state finalist in school history, but ended up walking off of the mat with second place. A similar heartbreak would be that of senior Sophia Miller's fifth place finish. Nearly pioneering the program of girls wrestling at Central, she reached 100 wins during her state run and was excited to see growth all over the program. Went from 4 girls to 10 girls going to state, which is awesome, and I know that we didn't come back with a trophy, but all the girls won points for our team at state, and I didn't think that this many girls would ever go to state in my 4 years of wrestling at FHC, Miller said. With the finalization of Miller's career, she encourages all girls to try out for the wrestling team so they can find a home and solidarity within, as she did. After all, hashtag girls wrestling, it's a thing. Be there for your girls. You might have had a bad day, but you have everybody around you that loves you and is here for you to make you better, Miller said. You also have amazing coaches that you can look to for help for anything, if it's not understanding a move or if you need to talk about something. There's plenty of history made this season between both teams, but without a doubt, the programs will be looking to top their most recent finishes. With such influential seniors and a total of 9 seniors, there will be leadership opportunities open in both programs, and it is now up to the underclassmen to take a hold of their teams and earn their right to have an arm lifted. Returners will have to step into leadership roles and take it upon themselves. They can't just expect success to continue. They still have to work for it, Hernandez said.